It's Denver's home for today's comedy, Comedy 103.1. It is Big Mike. Excited to get this man back in the studio. He always makes time for us when he's out here in the Mile High City. And this weekend, he's going to be at Comedy Works South at the Landmark right up the street. We got Jake Johansson. What's up, man?
Hey, Mike. I'm good. That was really sweet of you, the way that you put, like, I always make time for you. I feel like you're making time for me. We're making time for each other.
Look, we're making time for each other.
We're important to each other.
My time's always open, so it's all
always
good.
Come on. I know you're busy sometimes, right?
Yeah, sometimes on a Friday afternoon, I guess, maybe, possibly, yeah.
All right.
Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm just walking the hallways trying to act like I'm doing something, you know.
Yeah, well, to be honest, this is an open time for me, too, usually. Yeah.
So it's a good thing you're here, so I'm actually doing something, so I have a reason to be here. So
we're saving each other from a really boring time right now.
Thank you, man. Thank you for stopping by. Welcome back to Denver, man.
Thank you. I love it here. It's nice.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling the altitude yet. Well, it is dry. I feel like it's dry.
Yeah,
I brought lotion.
Okay, good.
You got to have lotion. Yeah. I had to wake up in the middle of the night and put on lotion last night.
It seems like the two things, either one, the altitude, or the, you know, the dryness, or both. And for people that aren't used to, never been here before, I don't think they truly understand what altitude will do to your lack of breathing.
Yeah, well, I haven't experienced the altitude. I'm going to work out after this just to prepare for the show. I got to do a little bit of cardio, work out, get a pump, re-moisturize.
Yeah, for people that, you know, because we have a lot of, transplants here, you know, so they might have been acclimated, but I mean, like, the Olympians come here. Like, the people that go in the Winter Olympics are down in Colorado Springs right now getting prepped up.
Well, that's because you're training at altitude so that then when you go back down to sea level, you're like a Superman.
Exactly.
That's why Superman was not Superman on his own planet.
Yeah.
He was just a regular guy.
Right.
But because they had stronger gravity there than they have here, he seemed like a Superman here.
Exactly.
And so that's what these athletes are going for.
Well, he was kind of half-assed by going to Metropolis and not coming to Denver. So whatever. It's a Superman, you know.
Yeah, well, Metropolis isn't even real. Denver is real.
Don't try to ruin.
I'm not trying to. Gotham City, where's that?
Jake Johansson here at Comedy. Go see him this weekend. Thanks, everybody.
That's it.
So you're gonna be here this weekend at Comedy Works South, man.
I am. I'm excited.
Yeah. So people, you can get your tickets at ComedyWorks.com while they last. You know, when you see Colorado, because a lot of comedians, they come in, they talk about how they like, you know, Denver as a city with the crowd. Like, what is it when you see Denver coming up on your calendar? You know, what's Denver mean to you?
Well, the Comedy Works is one of the best clubs in the country. I mean, it's not the only great club, but I think any comic who's been through here will tell you it's one of the best clubs in the country. Just the talent that they bring in and the audiences that show up. I mean, there can be a good comedy club in every city, but Wendy, who owns the Comedy Works and runs it, she has really figured out a way to bring in great crowds who appreciate the shows. And so it always feels like coming home. I mean, when you walk on stage, everybody's happy to be there, and it's just it's a great feeling. And if you've never been to a live comedy show also, I would say, you know, it's very different than watching it on TV. It's personal. It's happening to you. And if you haven't ever done it, you should really try it, whether it's me or somebody else. You got to go see somebody that you like in a comedy club live. It's a whole different experience.
Yeah.
And it's just something about the way they do it at Comedy Works. It just really feels like everybody's there to really enjoy that.
Now, a lot of comedians out there, a lot of entertainers have, like, brands they sponsor, or, you know, client, like, but I just found out you're a fan of Papa Do's, and I think there would be no better thing to get, like, Papa Do's to be, like, a sponsor for you. Like,
if they would be open to that, I would be so ready. It would be trouble, though, because I'd probably go up a weight class.
Look, I mean, the price you pay for, the price you pay for the cause, man. I mean,
I do love Papa Do's. I love
Papa Do's. When he came in, the first thing he was talking about was Papa Do's, and then I was excited because, I mean, now I'm just hungry for Papa Do's, and I mean, I think, like, you know, you're here. How long are you here till?
I'm here till Sunday. I feel like I've already done it. I could potentially do it again. I know they're trying to get you.
They've got the Sunday brunch buffet, man. The Sunday brunch
buffet.
That's
when I got to get on the plane, though. I can't go to Sunday brunch.
Okay.
I can't go.
Next time, we're going to set you for an afternoon flight. And then you got to try the Sunday
brunch. The Sunday brunch. So I go to the airport sort of uncomfortable.
Yeah. You have to, just so when they do pick you up as an endorser, you have to know what you're talking about. I mean, it's just for, you know.
I don't know if I'm proud or disappointed in myself when I get on the plane after that Sunday brunch and I'm just so full that I'm kind of uncomfortable, but so happy because I ate something that I really loved.
Well, you know, get over it. I think you'll get over it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So you're here this weekend in Denver. You know, you got anything lined up for 2018, man?
I'm very excited. I'm going on tour with the great Russell Peters.
Oh, wow.
And it turns out that we had some friends in common, and I called him up to just say, hey, you know me, I know you, let's go eat lunch. And we were talking, and I was telling him about how much fun I had in 2016 doing the Melbourne Comedy Festival. And he said, hey, this is a weird question, but would you ever be interested in, would you want to come on the road with me? And I said, yeah. So I'm going to go on tour with him as an opening act. And we're leaving February 1st. We're going to Australia, New Zealand, Thailand, Singapore, Hong Kong. It's going to be just, I think it's going to be, for me, it's going to be the experience of a lifetime. I've never been on a tour like that. For him, it's a thing that he regularly does, but I'm really excited about it.
Well, that'll be great. That'll be awesome, man.
Yeah, so we're going to do that February, March, and then be home March, April, and then after that, it's a UK, Europe leg of the tour. And I think after that, even later in the fall, there's going to be a Middle East.
Will you be doing a part of it here in the U.S.?
And I think there is some Canada stuff.
Okay. Well.
And I don't know. I don't know about any U.S. dates yet.
Cool, man. Well, like I said, man, whenever you come into town, you always make time for us. So, you know, appreciate that. And this weekend, you can go see Jake Johansson, Comedy Works South at the Landmark. Get your tickets right now because, it was a little cool earlier in the week. It's starting to warm up. It's going to be like 70 degrees tomorrow. It's going to be a beautiful weekend for comedy. And you got to go see Jake this weekend, man.
It's climate controlled inside the Comedy Works. You don't have to worry. Even if it's cold, you come in, it's going to be nice and warm.
Yes, if it's
hot, it's cool in there. They got air conditioning. They have cold drinks. They have hot drinks. They have snacks. They have indoor toilets.
Exactly.
It's the Comedy Works. It's really modern.
They cook your food.
Yeah, they cook it.
Make sure it's not frozen or anything like that. I mean, it's a great spot down there, the Comedy Works South. And for me, it's right up the street, right here in the DTC. So if you're in Highlands Ranch, you're in Littleton, I mean, because some people like the downtown club, it may be a little too far for them. Right here, it's just an easy opportunity for you to go see some great comedy. And Comedy Works always brings the best, which is why you're here this weekend, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. So, Jake Johansson, thank you so much, man. Get those tickets at ComedyWorks.com.